You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, this report is something I conducted last week, which I know does not align with our show being best bits of the year, but it is something I couldn't let go to waste. So here we go. How the SESTA-FOSTA bills are globally changing the landscape of the internet. Across the internet, we're seeing social media platforms overhauling their terms and conditions, all due to America's latest bills, FOSTA and SESTA. The House bill, FOSTA, the Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, and SESTA, a Senate bill called the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, passed on the 11th of April. They were passed with the intention of stopping sex trafficking. In theory, a brilliant goal. In practice, it's raised controversy around the subject. Advocate for the SESTA-FOSTA bills and sex trafficking survivor Melanie Thompson explained to Now This, the two bills' importance for stopping sex trafficking.
I was kidnapped at the age of 12, and I was brought into the sex trade, locked in an abandoned house behind a closet, and forced to do everything from street prostitution to underground strip clubbing, and then eventually the internet, which is kind of why I'm here today. I had an exploiter, I had a trafficker who would do the ads for me, would write the ads and or stay right next to me and have me write the ads and would tell me all the things to say and what to write and things of that nature. For years, up until this point, I struggled with feeling like I was less than, you know, dehumanized. I always lived in this constant victim state and state of paranoia and state of feeling like I didn't amount to, you know, a lot of the people that were around me. Internet sites are now being held accountable for knowingly facilitating prostitution. John's all over to me, sex buyers are dangerous, but specifically on Backpage and sites alike, they were the most violent dates, the most violent Johns. It can target somebody that is under 13 and it can target somebody that's over 50. So even just beyond a financial issue, it's a sexist issue for sure. It's gender-based violence. A victory on a personal level. I'm so happy that the website that exploited me for all of these years is now eradicated. But that does not mean that other websites will not turn up. That does not mean that children and adults are not still being trafficked. Pimps are very innovative, as are other traffickers and sex buyers, and they will find other ways to continue to exploit a person's body.
75% of survivors of sex trafficking have reported being sold online since 2004. This act holds American websites liable for promotion of sex trafficking online. Prior to this act, websites were subject to the Communications Decency Act of 1996, in which Section 230 protected social media platforms from being responsible for third-party content. This resulted in the culmination of user-generated content online that we have today. So what does FOSTA-SESTA mean in regards to how the internet functions currently? This means social media platforms will have to attempt to monitor all content of millions of users online to make sure it's not in violation of this legislation. If unsuccessful, the penalties are fines or up to 25 years in prison. In response, social media platforms have developed precautions to make sure they're not held liable, which includes advanced broad algorithms that target vague online content. When this first came out, the original conversation was around protecting sex workers in America who said that by shifting sexual solicitation offline, it was making sex work a more dangerous profession. Now the conversation has sparked in regards to sexual censorship online. For Tumblr, the CEO, Jeff Donfrio, announced that on the 17th of December, all porn-related communities would be eradicated from the platform and adult content would be erased. Some of the content targeted with Tumblr's algorithm so far has been a vomiting unicorn and a picture of a raw chicken breast. Craigslist, which also functions in New Zealand, has stopped their personal ad section in response to cutting down on solicitation for the site globally. One Facebook page that I'm a part of, Is This Bi Culture, has been discussing how this will affect the page's function going forward. The page operates in a way that allows for people who are bisexual to discuss bisexuality and feel included in the LGBTQIA+ community. Under the latest Facebook terms and conditions, sexual solicitation is deemed very broadly and includes discussions around sexual preference, which defeats the purpose of this Facebook page. Further, Facebook has suggested sexual solicitation will also be defined as sexualized slang, sexual hinting, discussions of fetishes between partners, discussions of being in a state of arousal, and things as broadly as saying, looking for a good time tonight. Ultimately, this is a censorship on anything related to sexual content.
Would you say that it could be an improvement?
I mean, how do you even prove a piece of shit?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.